And welcome to another edition of Bathrobes, Pierres, Broadsides from November 14th, 2024. This is a flashback to a part of the show which was originally netcast, or actually even broadcast, on May 5th, 2017. The flashback is only partial because part of the show is missing, so we include as a bonus a part of the show that follows this particular May 4th, 2017 show, which was on a Thursday night, as I remember. A writer for Challenge Newspaper, a homeless paper in Austin, who styles herself Rana Ghana, also known as the Lone Stranger, talks about her experiences there and here. To hear Keith McHenry reviewing the Do Not Resist movie in Seattle, as well as giving other updates. And at the Red Church, I think it's the Red Church, or maybe at the meal at the corner of, well, the post, main post office corner in Santa Cruz, we listened to Julie Scholl talking about an errant Allied Security grocery guard in Trader Joe's and her experience with that person. I think his name was Bill Nash. She hasn't got any kind words for him. Report on 7 to 9 cops at an incident at which I guess I'm thinking it's on Pacific Avenue, but who knows. And we have a variety of different clips from Kathy and the Black Coalition's demands, Brian Taylor, Musical Mike, some either announcements about or discussion from Bathrobes Beer, doing it from Freedom Sleepout, or about Freedom Sleepout number 93. Done 100 sleepouts. I think we managed to do 100. And again, there were their survival sleepers. And we talked to Claudia Martinez. And I think early on, we also spoke with Cherie Peterson. But I'm not absolutely sure of that. Finally, as you move into the following show, which was normally Uncle Dennis's musical show from the cream to the dregs, stuff from the 60s and 70s, and also Earth First, conservationist, protection of the earth stuff. Rutabaga Rick was covering it, as was Castaway Coral, as I call her. It played a lot of music. You get to hear some of that. And it's kind of a tip of the hat to Uncle Dennis, who died sometime in the last 7 years, and it's, I think it was more closer to 2017 than now. But that's it. That's what you get to hear. If you have any questions, you can contact me at 831-423-4833. Seems like no one ever does, or hasn't recently anyway. But that's one possibility. You can also try to get the context by going to earlier shows and later shows, since this is a flashback to May 4th, 2017. You can also go to the Huff website and find the shows immediately before and after May 4th, and you can listen to them and get a sense of what was going on. Another good source is Santa Cruz Indie Media, where I wrote regular updates about the Freedom Sleepers, who were sort of the weekly task I set myself. And it's all there in audio and in print, or some of it is. So use it, and I won't feel completely useless.